12. Now, Jenny, what I want to speak about is this alphabet sandwich that we've been plugging all morning. But now's the time to speak about it, okay?
Okay.
The food blogger Nick Chapman of Dude Foods, he previously created a McDonald's burger from everything on the fast food menu, okay?
Nice.
Yeah, I can only imagine what that must have been like. Okay, what he's done now, he's decided to create an alphabet sandwich, which basically is all the fillings of the alphabet. So A for avocado, B for bacon, etc. The sandwich has to include every letter. He's managed to do it. Now, to be honest with you, when you read down through them, I'm not sure, and I don't think this was his aim, was that it was going to taste nice, because no. He's mixed lettuce with noodles, with onion rings, with pepperoni, with Doritos, with eggs, with fish sticks, garlic bread, waffles, noodles,
spinach. There's a Krispy Kreme donut in there as well.
Can you imagine?
And I don't really know. It doesn't seem to really work as a concept, but he's done it. He's got the photograph.
He has
up.
Done it. Yeah. And the picture, it looks like it's about a foot in height. And I don't know how you'd even start to eat it, because it's never going to stand. You'd have to put it on the side.
So we were talking about it today, and we said, who could we get in to talk about this? And
well,
talk
who?
Us through.
Who could we get in?
Clodagh McKenna, welcome.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to be here to talk about this sandwich.
Have you seen this already?
I have. I saw it on Twitter first thing this morning. It's just taken over Twitter and online, and this guy is a marketing genius.
Well, it's a good idea for as you said, for PR, for marketing, etc. But with all those ingredients, is it going to taste nice? Be honest. Or can it possibly taste nice?
Do you know what? No, I think it would probably taste disgusting.
Right.
But I know I would love to see somebody's mouth actually, I mean, the size of it. I mean, people should go online to see the size of it.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
massive.
Yeah.
I would love to see, have a picture or see a video of the person actually getting their mouth around it. And that would be quite interesting.
Have you got the picture? Have you got that? How do you pronounce that? Because it always struggles me. See Z there.
Zucchini.
Z. Zucchini, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah, well, I think so, yes.
And the reason
it's
I ask
is,
okay, because you lived in, that's an Italian word, I'm guessing. You lived in Italy and studied and lectured and everything in Italy.
I did, yeah. Zucchini is the Italian for courgette, but the right. Americans also call it zucchini.
Okay,
but
zucchini.
I mean, I think it's a great fun idea. I'm kind of not decided about it, because right. I think it's kind of mad. It's kind of so fun that he's actually come up with this idea, because it is a fun thing.
Yeah.
And it definitely will be something that people will say, I'll challenge you to actually the alphabet sandwich.
Yeah. It's not likely to be
one.
On the menu in Clodagh's kitchen in Black Rock, is it?
No, it's kind of disgusting. So I'm half impressed. I'm half kind of disgusted, but it's very American.
And also just for anyone who is listening, the picture is now up on the 2FM Facebook page. So if you haven't seen it yet and you want to have a look at what it is we're talking about. But anyway, Clodagh, first of all, congratulations. I believe you're doing food for Aer Lingus and everything now as well.
I am, and we launched the transatlantic menus in June, which is very exciting. So we've just kind of redone the summer menu for the European flights, which is like a snack menu, the beer menu.
Yes.
And then we're doing the full on, you know, starter, main course, desserts, the full menus now, transatlantic in June.
What type of stuff can we expect to see then?
Things from my restaurant in Clodagh's kitchen, which is great, like all our best sellers like potted crab and actually I can't be giving away too much.
Okay. It's all exclusive. You have to fly on the plane to see.
Do you know the only thing I have seen so far, and this is on your website, so I don't think it's a secret, is my favourite ever bits lunch and snack whenever I go away snowboarding, croque monsieur.
Oh, croque monsieur.
But I noticed it's not called,
because you love croques, don't you?
I do, of course, but it's called a cheesy mister.
We've called it a cheesy mister, yeah, because it's not exactly a croque monsieur. A croque monsieur would have cheese melted on the top,
yes.
So I didn't want to call it something it wasn't.
Okay.
We put in Dubliner cheese in there and Irish ham in there and mustard and bechamel sauce. It's, I think it's delicious.
It sounds fab. I just wish we didn't have you in here just after 12:30 and I'm starving. Well, I'm picturing that
I'm thinking everybody listening to this going, you know, looking forward to lunch now going, oh, I fancy a croque monsieur, whatever they're called. Tell me about your time in Italy. Was that amazing? Because the food in Italy is incredible.
It was a fantastic time. And, you know, I decided within about 2 weeks that I was going. I was about 26 just a couple of years ago. And
it was only last week.
Yeah. And I had been kind of working in farmers markets for about 4 years. Before that, I was a chef at Ballymaloe. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to go to Italy. I wanted to learn more about food. And I felt the only way I was going to do it is to really get myself immersed in a country that was so kind of, you know, food wealthy and culture.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so I went there, lived there for 4 years. I studied at the Slow Food University. I travelled all around Italy itself. with actually the students and going to visit different producers, and it was fantastic. I actually left the minute my series came out in RT.
Oh, really?
I didn't know how I'd feel about having series on, people knowing.
So it kind of worked out well for you. And I have to say, I've only recently started getting into cooking. I have a bit more time to do
it. You cook, Jenny?
I do now, okay. And I'm really enjoying it. But I wanted to know, for anyone listening who's kind of maybe not brilliant at cooking, is there three ingredients that we should all kind of just keep in the fridge that you can use for nearly everything?
Yeah, eggs.
Okay.
Beer.
They shouldn't be kept in the fridge.
Beer. I have plenty of beer. Is there anything I can put with Corona Light? What goes well with that?
Wine.
Okay.
Wine.
Okay, so eggs anyway.
Eggs, I know, but eggs shouldn't be kept in the fridge, Danny. So don't
hang on.
I'm
going to pull the music down.
I know.
Eggs shouldn't be kept in the fridge.
I know, we do.
Why?
That, don't we? Because they don't need to be kept in the fridge. And actually, if you bake a cake, you look so startled.
I'm worried now that I'm going to kill myself or other people.
Well, I've lasted this long from eggs in the fridge.
You won't die.
Wrong. There's nothing wrong with
Okay, music back.
When have you ever cooked egg?
I had scrambled egg, smoked salmon last night as a little bit of snack with a bit of toast watching Man United lose.
You will if you do, next time if you scramble your egg or do your scrambled eggs with room temperature eggs, you'll get much fluffier and lighter.
Oh, good to know.
Scrambled eggs. Same with cake.
Yeah.
Cake will actually rise and be a lot fluffier if the eggs are room temperature rather than coming straight from the fridge.
Because it's interesting. I should have thought that they're not in the fridge when you buy them. So that should have been a giveaway.
If you put an egg beside something kind of smelly like brie cheese, the egg actually absorbs the flavour of it. Yeah.
And your eggs will then taste of...
Well,
they
do actually, because it's porous. Their shell is porous. So there you go, the 101 on
eggs. Oh my God. I learned something.
Maybe I won't ask that question.
Oh no, go on.
No, it doesn't matter.
Oh no, I want to know.
The eggs we buy, how do they not become chickens?
Because okay, you're going to get slammed for that one.
Not, because I want to know.
Yeah, it's just a different type of
Listen,
hen.
He was in a boy band. Give him a break, okay? All right, keep it simple.
Anyhow, three ingredients. I'd say eggs, really good cheese, and then either salad like tomatoes or lettuce or rocket or something like
that.
Okay. Did you ever open an egg and it was two yolks in it?
No.
I did that.
Yeah. Double yolk. Yeah, that's supposed to be very good.
They were twins.
Okay, so getting back
that
to
that was what I was eating.
So getting back to the sandwich anyway. We're kind of doing a call out now. We're going to let you enter this as well, Clodagh, even though you're here.
I would love
it. And it's not just
start.
You said earlier for Irish restaurants.
It can be Polish, Italian
restaurants.
Anyone who's listening is in the country. That's all I meant. Of any nationality, if you have a restaurant or a cafe or anything, we're going to set you a challenge now. We want you to make your own version of the alphabet sandwich. To be honest, the better it looks, the healthier it is. Is what we're kind of really going for, and ingredients that actually go with each other. So you're going to use all the letters of the alphabet.
Yes.
Then you're going to take a photograph of your creation, and then you are going to send it into us. You can text it to us 51552, or you can tweet it at RTE2FM. MB Show 2FM is our Twitter.
Clodagh, is it possible to make a more healthy version of what this chap's done? Do you think?
I think so. Well, I'm up for the challenge. I'm going to try.
Okay.
To do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to try to do it.
Okay,
brilliant. Definitely, yeah.
And then you get a free ad on the radio.
She's going to be ringing the chefs now, going, get cracking, lads.
Well, I think it would be kind of fun to do it, you know, just to see if
the chefs are there. How's the show in America? Is that still airing for you over there?
It's still airing.
Is it doing well?
America's so big, I think, God, have they stopped airing it yet? Because it goes from state to state to state.
Yeah.
And it's going very well. Yeah, we've, at this point, had over 20 million viewers, which is great.
Is your food too healthy for them over there? Are they thinking, God, these are tiny portions? No. What is this?
They don't actually get to eat the food that's on the TV. That would be fantastic.
Yes, that would.
So we're working on it, Clodagh. Don't worry, Jenny.
I love a big portion. I love a big pyramid.
The show is kind of a lot about visiting producers and making cheese, and I go out fishing and everything. So it's more of a food show than a cookery show, which I like to do. I like to get out and about and meet people and make food, etc. And so that's kind of what it's more about, really, than kind of just kind of a cooking show. It's more than just a smile and stir.
I like it. There you
smile
go. Can we use that as a tagline for the show? More than a smile and
don't
stir.
Don't kill me.
That's Clodagh's free ad just right there.
So anyway, well, best of luck now entering the competition. You're genuinely going
to
enter.
When do I have to enter?
When do we have today? When does it need to be in?
First one in.
First one in?
Okay.
Well, it could be tomorrow, but yeah. if you can get, well, you're not going to get anybody in the show today. Okay, so we'll leave it the cutoff from the end of tomorrow's show at 2
end
p.m.
End of tomorrow, okay.
Yes, yeah. End of tomorrow's show, we will announce who it is, yeah. and myself and Nikki are going to record a free ad.
Have you got something in mind? We will. Have you got something in mind already? What you're going to put in?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
okay, you're not giving it away.
Don't give anything away because people are going to be listening, going, oh, I'm going to do that. And just for people as well, your website too, can they check out online,
yeah,
see what you do?
Yeah, recipes on every day. And I also have a daily digest blog where I kind of feature different florists and.
And I'm guessing you're on Twitter and all that type of stuff as well.
I am, yeah. ClodaMcKenna.com or Twitter, I'm ClodaMcKenna.
Brilliant. Fantastic.
Excellent. Well, okay, so the big alphabet sandwich challenge is now put out to the nation. Can you send us in a picture of the alphabet sandwich using every letter of the alphabet and something healthy?
Yeah, the healthier it is, you're probably going to pick it. I'm not bothered as long as it looks and tastes nice. I'll eat it.
This weird health freak.
Look at him. He's too,
you paint
he's
the picture
too pretty
off.
To be eating fattening food.
Okay, Donna, thanks a million for coming in. Okay, thank you. It's been emotional.
Thank you.